Thank you for holding. This is Supervisor Angela Williams. How can I assist you today?
Yes, I had two unauthorized on my credit card this month, and I did not order anything. I did not receive anything. They got on there last month, and they finally got it downloaded. Then they're very back there this time. I cannot pay it. It's a matter of life or death. I cannot pay this. It's got to be taken off.
All right. Can you please verify your name and address?
Rita Mattingly, 1850 McElroy Pike, Lebanon, Kentucky. One's for $85.90, one's for $94.90. I did not order anything. I did not receive anything. It's got to be taken off.
All right. Thank you for your name and address. Please hold for a moment. All right, so I can see on the 22nd of March, you called in about the Iconolique products as the anti-aging cream and the serum.
I did not want that. I did not receive it. I don't want it at all. It's got to come off of here. It has to.
All right, one moment, please. So you had refunds for the February charges, correct?
Yeah, but it was right back on there again.
When
right
were they back
on
there? What day were they on there?
February 24th.
What's the amount?
One's for $85.90, one's for $94.90.
Well, you were billed on the 23rd, and they probably settled on the 24th. You had charges in January for $85.90 and $94.90. That you had in a shipment of those products, and then you had charges in February for the same amount, $94.90 and $85.90.
Yeah, and I did not order anything. I want this all.
It's an auto ship, and it is canceled. So that's why it kept going out, because you had fun.
I've got to have a refund. I've got to. It's a matter of life or death. I've got to have that money back. I have to.
I'm just trying to take a look at the previous notes on your account. So you're referring to the charges on the 22nd, the 23rd that showed up on your account on the 24th of February.
Yeah, I just got the
remaining balance on there, which is $42.95 and $47.95, because they were 50% off. So I've left you a balance of $42.95 and $47.95.
How come I was charged $85 and $94?
Well, you had a refund on those amounts. 50% of them were refunded.
No, I didn't either. No, I did not either. I got the refund last month. This is on there this month, this very week.
Let's see here.
It's got to come
now
off.
It shows here that on... Bear with me one moment, ma'am. I have to figure this out. It shows here, okay, on the 25th of February... You had a refund of the 42. That was February. That was last month. You were billed on the 23rd. You had a 50% refund on the 25th.
I did not.
It sent out refund emails.
But then I was charged another $94.90 and $85.90. Day after that, I mean, I just got the bill. And I don't want my name on any.
What date was that? What was date
February
was that?
February 23rd.
Okay, that's the original charge, ma'am. February 23rd.
No.
I'm looking
original
at your
charge,
account here.
Look at the original charge, and then I didn't order anything, and they deducted some of it, but then it was right back on there, the full amount. The full amount was back on there. It's got to be taken off.
What I'm thinking happened is that when you got your bill in February, it was It was a January bill you were looking at, but you received it in February, and it had the $85.90 and the $94.90 on there. You were speaking about the January charges, but the agent was speaking about those charges that had just came out. You hadn't seen them yet because you're just getting them, but you were speaking about the January charges that you saw in the month of February. They were speaking about the February charges that they were looking at the time, because you had a set of charges come out in February a couple of days before you called us. No, the day before you called her.
But it was right back on there last week. I just got my bill. It's back on there. I got to have it taken off. I have to.
Well, what I could do is give you the remainder of that charge for the month of February, which would be the total of $42.95 and $47.45. And that will remove those February charges completely. Because all you have on the February charges at this month, the bill that you're looking at, you have a $42.95 and a $47.95.
$85.90, $94.90.
I say all that you have left of that, ma'am, is the $42.95 and the $47.95 because we refunded half of it in the month of February.
What kind of business is this, really?
You're having a misunderstanding. Ma'am, when you receive your credit card bill, it is for the previous month. You received the bill in February. That is going to show you the charges for the month of January. That is where the confusion.
I did not order anything.
It's an automatic renewal, ma'am.
I did not order nothing.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and process the refund for the $42.95.
Please help me, please.
I'm refunding the remainder of those charges, ma'am.
Please help me.
And it won't go through.
Please, please, please help me. Please. It's a matter of life or death. Please.
Bear with me one moment. It won't go through. Let's see if we can. What I'm going to have to do is request that it be refunded because it won't go through automatically.
Please help me. Please help me.
What is the issue, ma'am?
We're suffering from the virus. We don't have any money. I cannot have this bill on my credit card. I cannot have it.
Well, at this point, what I could do, I'm going to have to do, is request that it be refunded because it won't go through automatically. The system is rejecting the refund.
Help me, will you please help me? And take my name off any list you might have. Please take my name off any kind of thing, any kind of scam. We can't afford it. We can't afford these scams.
It's under a contract, ma'am. You began a trial phase for a subscription.
Oh, it's a big lie, too.
And it advised you to call us and
lie.
Cancel.
It's a big lie. Don't ever. Ooh. Please help me.
Like I said, you have 50% of those charges you're looking at already refunded. I'm going to refund the remaining balance of it.
Please help me. Please. Please, I'm serious. Please help me. You got to help me. Please help me.
And then we'll go back to your card. They're going to try and put it through. I'm going to send it over to admin. They're going to try and put it through. If not,
please,
they end up sending
please.
Out a check.
Please help me, please. Please help me. Please help me.
All right, so I requested that they refund the balance of the charges from 223, and that will be once the refund goes through, it'll send you out emails.
Is that all you can do?
Yes, ma'am, because it's not doing anything right now.